headphones. Liquor. Ginger. And we mix. And beautiful. And that's all the supplies we need to begin this stupid fucking show.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to poop, he will make you.
Hey everybody, it's actually Saturday. Whoever this is, Bill Bellamy, Montel Jordan, Bill Bellamy, he should have made a fucking CD that just had this song seven times with a different day of the week on each track, you know? That would have been a much better use of his time and money. Well, welcome. This song has been on my mind because, you know, I'm going on my yearly favorite summer raft excursion. And so Nicanor said, we're going to get some fucking speakers and rock that river. To which I said, hell yeah, we are. Screw you, nature. You know what I mean? Fuck you and your stupid fucking bullshit. Enough. This time, the river belongs to us, men. So then Nicanor said we need to pick like 20 songs a piece, you know, to play on this river. So I'm trying to think of party music, you know, like, well, what gets played at parties? After thinking about it for 4 days, I think the only thing I came up with was, this is how we do it. I don't know why. I don't know why that says party to me. I mean, I guess maybe that's the last, you know, when I thought that parties were something really awesome, whenever that song came out, 1991 or whatever, when I was excited about it being Friday night, when I'm like, it's Friday night, instead of like, it's Friday night. I guess we'll do that again. I did have a, we're going to do a power hour today. Because it's been a while. Not going to sing the rest of that song, but it's been a while. We need to do one. Before we get started, though, I wanted to hold up this old shitty pair of boxers that I had and give everyone a piece of advice. Now, here's the problem. You'll buy something like boxer briefs, boxer shorts, underpants, and they'll fit. And then I'll think, fuck it, I'm going to go back and get 40 of this same thing and not buy underpants for the next 10 years. And so I did. When I went back, though, I bought the wrong thing. I don't really know what this is. This is like a hybrid boxer brief, boxer short. I don't know who fits this well, but I'll tell you what happens when I wear it. First of all, it's aqua. That's not a good color to wear. Especially as underpants, it's kind of a dark aqua. It looks like a 90s ski parka. Probably the one that Montel Jordan bought with all his This Is How We Do It money. And decided to fight the stereotypes and go for a nice ski at one point. When I wear these, they go mostly into and up my ass.
Oh, God.
Drink overload, huh? Overflow. They spend more time in my ass than out of my ass, which is bad for everyone, because I figure, you know, the boxers aren't going to hold up well if they spend a lot of time in my ass, but at the same time, what's the point of wearing a garment if it's going to be up your ass? I mean, I think the point of garments is to sort of shield. It's one more layer between the ass and the everything else, you know? I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that we have to have these smelly butts. It's a real shame. I read this article once that said, you know, that human shit is the most repulsive smell to any human. You know, like they tested out, the military was testing out sort of stink bombs, basically, to fight, I don't know, terror. And what they found was that human shit is the most repulsive smell there is. So, you know, it's fucked up. I mean, it's fucked up that that's the most repulsive smell. And at any time, there's a, you know, the origin of the smell is, it's not like it's some, you know, volcano in Peru. And I could be like, well, thank fucking God I don't live close to that. I'm not saying I smell the inside of my ass all the time, but goddamn do I live close to it. It's my fucking, it is right around the corner, my friends. Anyway, so I was filling my drawers with laundry, as I do, and these came tumbling out. My worst pair of boxers, you know, the ones I hate the most. And I said, you know what? These are going in the fucking trash. Today. No more delays in the trash. So that was my first piece of advice today. I would say, wherever you are listening to this, go into your underwear drawer, find the worst pair. Even if it's not a terrible pair, find the worst pair and throw it out. And repeat this process every couple months. After every time you buy new underwear, you need to throw out at least one. Even if it's not a bad one, if it's the worst one, it's gotta go. That's it, you know? I don't understand when people talk about, you know, they have certain underwear on because they're like, I might get laid. All your underwear should be underwear that you wouldn't be like, oh, fuck, I have to take my pants off. Because if that's what your underwear is, just don't wear underwear. You know? What's the point? You're like, oh, this is my one pair of underwear that's full of holes. Get rid of it, because no underwear is better. Going just straight into the bathroom. If you're listening to this at a dance club, you know, you just wear your own iPod at the club and just listen to me talking to you the whole time. I can't imagine that's going to be a strong demographic for me, but hey, you got to think about everybody. If that's what you're doing, go ahead and run into the bathroom, check that underwear. And if need be, rip that shit off. Just right, straight up through the front, pull and pull until it rips, and then you'll feel freer than ever. And throw it on, wet it in the sink, and then throw it on the ground. Just to make it nice. Fuck, I ate an ice cube. Well, okay, I'll try to show them. Hopefully it'll be melted. You know, one time when I was a kid, I did this by accident. I ate an ice cube. And then it was too big, though. I swallowed it, and it got stuck in my throat. And then I was suffocating, but then it melted and slid the rest of the way down. And I was thinking, well, good thing it was ice, huh? If that had been a now and later, I would have been fucked. Okay, here's how the power hour works, for those of you who have been smart enough to avoid this show so far. You'll hear this sound. Sounds a little something like this. That signals that I have 1 minute to answer an important question that someone has posed on the internet. Then you'll hear the sound again, and it's time to move on to the next question. The 1 minute does include the reading time, and I get drunk, so sometimes the reading time becomes the majority, I'm afraid. But I try to pick short questions. I usually do somewhere between 50 and 60 questions, because I don't tend to remember that there are 60 minutes in an hour. Seems like 50. Seems like we could just lengthen minutes by a couple seconds and then have 50 in an hour, right? I mean, that seems like a pretty easy way to go. Anyway, you know, so if you have people who work in science, let them know about my preference there. I usually try and kick on a little music just to keep myself pumped. You know what I mean? So here we go. Power Hour. See if we can get this going here. All right. Dear Snowman, I've been married for almost 2 years in May. I work part-time and my husband works full-time. I used to clean the apartment every day. Now I go a week or so without cleaning it. I don't have the motivation to do housework anymore. My husband gets on to me about it. What should I do? Thanks, Mary. I don't know. I mean, here's this thing about housework, right? If you do the 10 worst percent of it, then you can sort of get out of the rest. In other words, here's a ploy that a lot of people will use. Well, I clean the bathroom, so you have to do everything else. Because like I said, the shit is repulsive. Maybe even leave that article around, look it up, find that article about how, you know, shit is the most repulsive smell. And then you say, well, I'm dealing with the worst of the disasters in the home. I think that that buys me a little extra something, don't you? Asshole? Husband? Guy that, you know, I'm supposed to be living with here in harmony? Because we're married and allegedly in love and all that shit? Dear Snowman, what is the best shampoo for me? I'm biracial and my hair is curly, brittle, and dry. From Bumblebee. Oh man, it must suck to have biracial hair. I mean, at least it's not all one bad race, right? At least you've got, like, maybe one good race and one bad race. I don't know what the good hair races are, though. I mean, I saw this whole documentary about how black hair is allegedly bad hair. But I don't know, man. If you just keep it short, if you're a dude, you just shave it short, it seems like it's pretty much the same all the time, right? I don't know, does it get flat, like if you lay on your side? I don't know how that works. I've never had non-white hair. I have very white hair. It's like straw. You know, I'm like the fucking, who's that guy from Wizard of Oz? The Tin Man. If he had hair, it would be like my hair. That's the closest analogy I can think of to my hair. Dear Snowman, why is there a lot of new generation fantards of old groups, like Nirvana, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Led Zeppelin, etc.? Especially with Nirvana, some 15-year-old kid yelling about how Kurt Cobain is the greatest. From D. I mean, have you heard what's out today? You know, I don't want to sound like an old man music guy, but, you know, it's pretty boring. I mean, it's not like a... I don't know, what's a real shit band from today? One Direction. Let's see what that sounds like. Will that make you happy? Their top song here, Kiss You? Let's see. Oh, I just wanna take you anywhere that you like. We could go out any day, any night. I mean, what the fuck is this? See, this is the problem, is like, these kids are not going to kill themselves because they have stomach pain, you know? I think I missed my chime jamming out to this bullshit music here. Let's see. Dear Snowman, what science career should I pursue? Today at Edinburgh Museum, I went to the Science and Universe area. Universe, so that has everything. I watched this quick show on our universe and how we came to be and so on and so forth, and I was amazed and wanted to know more and started thinking about what if this is the true and real, etc. So my question is, what science career should I pursue to learn about the universe and everything there is to know about it? From Steven. Oh god, I don't know. Science? I mean, how old are you? You went to a fucking field trip. Or you went to the museum? Were you on a field trip? How old are you, 10? I mean, who cares? Don't you just pursue science until you're in, like, I don't know, your fucking fifth year of college or something? Every class I took was just called science. So continue along the science path, and you'll probably be fine. Dear Snowman, my family saw me cry. To make it worse, and I'm a guy, how can I redeem myself, or is it fine? From Michael. First of all, not okay. And I'll tell you how I know that. My dad used to say, son, it's okay to cry. He's a terrible man. He's a prison bird, as they call them, a prison hen. So he's not a good guy. He doesn't have good advice. So a lot of times I would say, whatever he does, do the opposite or the different. Something different. You cannot do what he says. You got to do something else. Therefore, I would advise you to never cry. Now, you've already cried, so you kind of fucked us. You fucked us both on this one, didn't you? So here's what you're going to need to do. Just like in prison, beat up the strongest person in your family. Dear Snowman, if gay marriage passes, how will we protect the children? Currently, it is difficult, but not impossible, for gay couples to adopt. However, if gay marriage passes, married gay couples will get priority adoption status as part of the disenfranchised. If we allow them to marry, is it still possible to block them from getting their hands on adopted children from Boris? Well, I mean, I don't know. Is this... Boris, I feel like you've got bigger frish to fry. You need to think about it this way. I mean, a lot of us grew up with zero dads, as just mentioned. Should I just answer every question in here related to my father? You know, that would be a good power hour. I'm just weeping at the end on the table. Some of us were born with zero dads. So two dads, I mean, I don't know. If those are the two options, I guess two is probably better than none. I don't know. I mean, it's fine. I don't know. Your dads fuck each other, so what? You don't want your parents to fuck anyway. Dear Snowman, are dog nipples supposed to sag? My APBT went... I don't know what that is. Went through a heat a few months ago, and now I notice that her nipples are really saggy. I know for a fact she isn't pregnant, so does that usually happen to dogs after their first heat? I don't mean pregnant saggy, but lower than before she went through the heat. From JTP. You know way too much about dog nipples. As my dad would say, if you can't suck it off and get some nice milk out of it, it ain't a fucking nipple. Or a titty. You need to stop paying attention to your dog's nipples so much. Meanwhile, I bet your fingernails haven't been cut in like 8 weeks. You know what I mean? Could you be spending a little time on the treadmill? Because if you can answer that with a yes or even a then quit paying so much fucking attention to your dog's nipples. Who cares? What do you think's going to happen? It's not going to make as much money stripping at the fucking club, you idiot. Dear Snowman, I had alcohol a few hours before taking aspirin, and now I'm tingling. What does that mean? Is the tingling just a side effect of the two? No pain, just the tingling. So I heard I had a sangria just a few hours before taking three, but that amount doesn't normally bug me. What's going on? From Parrot. So you had three aspirin and one sangria. Well, let me tell you, you really know how to party. Three aspirin, are you sure that's okay? I think the recommended is two for babies. Aspirin, doesn't that come from, like, trees? Does it come from aspen trees, aspirin? Because if it does, that means it's not effective. If it's from nature, it's not real. Everybody knows that. You need something that a crazed man in a lab coat made in order to kill the Chinese, but then he figured out that it has healing properties by accident and pretended that's what he was shooting for all along, idiot. Dear Snowman, I somehow cummed out my buttock. Oh, this is great. I somehow cummed out my buttock. It could have been from the night before, or maybe not. Help. From Daniel. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but I'm going to take a stab in the dark, and by that I don't mean have butt sex, although that's a good, you know, shot in the dark. I wonder if that Aussie song, Shot in the Dark, is about having butt sex. Hey, buddy, how about you and me? I'll give you a shot in the dark, if you know what I'm saying. Daniel, I'm going to guess that if you're saying it's from the night before that you had butt sex, and maybe someone came in your butt... And you're saying, well, here are the two situations. Either I came out of my butt, an impossibility, or the cum that was in my butt shot out of it. Maybe you should just take a moment, reassess your life. I don't think you're mature enough for butt sex yet, if you can't figure out which of those are most likely. Dear Snowman, why are there gas giant planets? I've been thinking in that thing. In our solar system, we have Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. In other systems, there are other gas giants also, but the question is, what is their purpose in the universe? You can terraform and live in rock planets, but you can't do the same thing in gas giants. I've read once that their moons are good places to terraform. But it's still curious. From Brepo. Let's slow down on the marijuana. How about... You remember that guy who said he went to the museum and was interested in science? There are two ways to get into science. There's the way that science people do it, which is they think about dinosaur skeletons and shit like that, and rocks. And then there's you, where you're like, I got fucking stoned and I was thinking, what's the point of a planet made out of gas? don't know. What's the point of you, you stupid bastard? Dear Snowman, should I commit suicide? I'm 14 and my parents split when I was 9. Okay. My dad got involved in stuff and the police made him leave the country, so I don't see him anymore. All right. My mom hates me but completely loves my younger sister, which is obvious. Even my friends and aunt told me. I've had severe depression for about 2/3 of a year, and my life just drags on and feels pointless. My friends are constantly making fun of me and bitching about me, and in school, I feel constantly judged. I don't see the point in living and can't cope with my life anymore. I cut myself a lot, and I tried an overdose, but I couldn't swallow the pills. Help? From Caitlin. Oh, man. Get a motorcycle. That's what I would say. You know, you get on that bike, all your problems melt away. But I don't know, did you say you're like 14? Still a couple years from being able to drive, so I don't know. If you think you can make it through to motorcycle days, that's going to make all the difference. Dear Snowman, why am I not affected by my grandmother's death? She passed yesterday. When my mom told me yesterday morning, I was just shocked and really didn't believe it. I can't believe a grandma died. This never happens. The thought of never hearing or seeing my grandma ever again has begun to sink in. I don't think it's really that sad, I agree, but I feel like a heartless freak for not thinking my grandma's death was that serious. Why doesn't it affect me? From Jill. Well, because you're a heartless cunt, Jill. No, I don't know. I mean, it's your grandma. I don't know. I mean, did you know her? If you didn't really know her, it's fine. I mean, so what? Yeah, if you want to get all cosmic and say, like, without her, you wouldn't have existed, I guess that's sort of true. But that, you could just take that back to, like, well, I mean, if someone had never built the fucking highway that my grandma took to my grandpa's house so they could fuck in the night, I wouldn't exist either. There's too much stuff to think about. Just don't think about things. Dear Snowman, are the hotel pens and small notepads found in rooms meant for taking when you leave? From Ben. Absolutely, Ben. Absolutely. If you'll notice, the notepads in a hotel are about 8 sheets long. You will never find a thick 100-page notepad at the hotel. And I swear, if you go to a priest's house, they're going to have a fucking notepad sitting by the phone. And they will still have a wall phone because they're a priest. I promise you that. It would be a good survey to see how many priests have a wall-mounted phone, because I bet it's all of them. Because that way they can still glare at people in church when their fucking phones go off. I wonder if that's still driving people nuts in church, you know? Like, you can't go to a fucking show any kind without hearing that. I wonder if in church people are doing the same shit, you know? Oh, I forgot to turn my phone off at church. Yeah, like, you might take a call. You might. Dear Snowman, I'm having random diarrhea for the past 3 weeks. This is my kind of call. Occasionally it is liquidy with small chunks. Keep going. My stomach always gurgles at the bottom of my stomach before I have diarrhea. I went to my doctor and he did a stool sample and he said that everything was normal. But nothing has changed. I don't have any stomach aches and I feel perfectly normal other than diarrhea. Please help. From Haley. I mean, if you're fine other than diarrhea, my advice is to just enjoy the diarrhea, man. I don't know. With today's smartphones, you know, if you don't have a smartphone, then I can see why diarrhea would be a huge problem. But you can really accomplish 90% of your goals from the toilet with a smartphone. So maybe you don't have one, in which case you need to get one immediately, and then just continue to have the diarrhea. And if you already have one, I don't know, I mean, you probably wrote this question from the toilet, so I would say you're doing fine. Dear Snowman, why did my friend's boyfriend wink at me? I just met him for the first time. He seemed nice, however I noticed he was checking me out and looking at me a couple of times. When I was leaving, I said to him, bye, it was nice meeting you, and he brought his hand out so I would shake it. Then he winked and smiled very flirtatiously. He did this in front of his girlfriend, but I don't think she saw. What was with the weird wink and smile? I know he was being drinking, but he didn't seem drunk. Was he flirting and trying to send me a pervy message? Just being nice or saying bye in a weird way? From Tatiana. Wow. Don't you hate these times? I don't understand. People are so fucking stupid. Because you know what? Even if I thought that, like, my friend's girlfriend was flirting with me, you know what I would do about it? Nothing. Don't touch his dick. Don't tell your friend. Just move on. If he's fucking around, she'll find out soon enough. There's no need for you to get involved, you dumb bastard. Dear Snowman, I fed my hamster an almond today, and now I'm reading that some types of almonds are okay and some are poisonous. I'm very worried about him. He ate half of it, and then he went to the corner of his cage and stayed there for the rest of the day. Usually when I yell in front of his face, he moves away from me. Today when I did that, he just stayed curled up in the corner. I'm afraid he's sick. From Mark. Why are you yelling in your hamster's face? What does that Yeah. No shit. When you yell right in his face with a mouth that's bigger than his whole body, he's like, I'm going to move away. Well, it doesn't seem like you guys have a good relationship. And why are you feeding a fucking hamster just table scraps? You know what I mean? Oh, fuck it. Here, have some bacon. Why not? You know? Google what can hamsters have for treats and give them that. And by the way, they just eat like little rods of shit food. And get rid of your fucking hamster, you idiot. Dear Snowman, all these things are ending with idiot. Dear Snowman, if you date an overweight girl, how can you even find her vagina? Wouldn't huge fat chunks and her muffin top cover it? From Jay. Well, first of all, go fuck yourself, alright? I mean, I don't know, what's the point? Just to make fun of fat people? You don't think they get made fun of enough, you fucking piece of shit? I think we could make fun of fat people plenty without being like, I bet their vaginas aren't even visible. Right on. That was a toast. I don't know. Just if you want to be serious about it and scientific and practical, just think about it like, could you fuck someone who was wearing an apron that had a bunch of stuff in the front apron pocket? I mean, you could just move it to the side, put your penis in them, and then have sex. Is it really that complicated? Use your fucking brain. They might have a fat body, but you have a fat brain, you piece of shit. Dear Snowman, why does it seem like women are more desperate for male attention than vice versa? I mean, I know women who want little or nothing to do with other women, but I've only heard a man say once he did not like other men. Why is there so much hate, competition, etc. between women? Sometimes I think women hold men on a higher pedestal. From Ido. I don't even know what this question is. Are men better than women? Yeah. You know how I know? I've done this show for years. How many women have done this show? None. Okay? Case closed. There's another toast. How do I know? As a man toasting myself with a liquor bottle, I think I can give you a lot of great advice on the betterness of women, of men than women. I'm obviously doing great. As a man, I'm a good example of manhood. Dear Snowman, what's the most satisfying way to have sex for a guy? I just want to know for future reference, what's the most comfortable, quickest, funnest, and or easiest positions for sex are, and what are the best surroundings? Guys, give me an answer. From Cutie. Ooh, my favorite way to have sex. Let me tell you what I like. Now that the drums come in and it gets sexy. It's working out perfectly. I like to turn the lights down low. I like to maybe put on a little music. Something like this. Jungly. Donkey Kongy. Country. Then I go ahead and grab the old iPhone. And I jack my penis off until my hand or my penis gets tired. It's the constant struggle. Which one is going to stop first? Find out. Tonight, on our next episode. Dear Snowman, what is a brown noser? Can someone give me an example? From Chip. Yeah, an example of a brown noser is someone who has to ask what that means, dum-dum. So brown noser is someone who sucks up and they say, brown noser. Here's what's great about brown noser. You can say that at work. I can say like, oh, so-and-so is such a brown noser. But what that's implying is that someone has their nose in their boss's ass and has shit on it, and that's why the nose is brown. It's a pretty crazy, linguistic backflip. But somehow we've come to a point in society where I am allowed to say, I mean, I couldn't say, man, that guy's got his fist all the way up to the elbow in her vagina. I could not say that, but I could certainly say, oh, what a brown noser. I mean, it's pretty fucking harsh. to be perfectly honest with everybody. Dear Snowman, so my boyfriend and I had anal sex for the first time today, and now I've been trying to go to the bathroom, but it really hurts, like the outside part has been torn a little bit, and there's a tiny bit of bright red blood, but only when I try to use the restroom. Is this normal? I'm thinking it is, I just want to be sure. From Audrey. Well, I don't know, Audrey. Is it normal for your ass to be ripped every time you go to the bathroom? That's really more of a question for you than for me, but somehow I think the answer may be nay. Or no, as you would say, or nah. Yeah, I mean, you ripped your butt having butt sex. Give it a day. You know what I mean? There's a tiny bit of bright red blood. And you're trying to go to the bathroom. I don't know. Take a shit. Can you take a shit? It's like, it's the same fucking day. Yeah, I would think if I put this bottleneck up my ass, walked around for 10 minutes and did jumping jacks and then tried to take a shit, it might not be the same. Might be a little uncomfortable, don't you think? Dear Snowman, I'm 16 and my penis is 2.5 inches. That's 1 inch soft and, oh god, and 2.5 inches hard. How is this possible? Do I need surgery? From nobody. I mean, I don't think surgery is going to really help, because what are you going to do? You're going to go from 2.5 inches to, like, what, 3 inches? I mean, that's not going to be good. Right now, at least you have, like, a micro penis. You know, maybe, I don't know, you can do a lawsuit or something? Did you grow up next to a fucking power plant or something like that? You might have a case. The other thing is, I've seen a lot of this micro penis porn. So you get on there and some babe is, you know, takes a guy's pants off, laughs at the size of his penis, and then fucks him. And then talks about, this is a real porny episode, isn't it? Anyway, you may have a career possibility with that tiny penis. I mean, if you're outside the norm, either huge or tiny, you have a chance. But if you got right in the middle, it'd be worthless. Dear Snowman, my mom found my weed. What excuse could I use to cover up for my weed accessories? She was looking around and found my bottles of weed and a scale. What could I say to cover up both of those things? From Ed. You know, the bottles of weed you could have got away with. You could have said they were someone else's. You know, and you put them in your coat pocket. You don't want to say who, but it was someone else. But the scale? I mean, if you're a teen kid living at home and you have a fucking weed scale, you know, as an adult, here's what you do. You put it in with your spices in the kitchen cabinet and be like, yeah, I use this to measure spices. Actually, measuring the mass of the spice is much more effective than measuring it by volume. This is far more accurate. But as a kid, that same argument, you know, your mom's not going to buy, like, oh, you wanted to use the exact amount of paprika in what? Kraft macaroni and cheese? Fuck you. There's no excuse. Dear Snowman, I had a pimple in the corner of my mouth and I accidentally scratched it one day and then it became an open sore. I can't get it to go away and any time I open my mouth too wide it bleeds. Any suggestions? It is not herpes. I've never kissed anyone and I don't share food or drinks. I'm super germophobic. From Becker. Have you shared a cock? You know what? I don't know. What's the difference? I don't know why people are so... Herpes is like the ultimate crime. You know what I mean? Here's how sex diseases go. Curable ones. Herpes, real bad. AIDS, slightly worse than herpes, but sort of not because then people feel bad for you. No one feels bad for the person with herpes, but, you know, they still have to have fucking herpes. How is there no cure for herpes yet? Can we fucking cure this herpes already? Can you imagine? What a big day that would be for science. Come on, guys. Dear Snowman, I ate pizza all day at school, then went to pizza place after school, then Saturday I went out to eat pizza, and then ate leftover pizza that night. I have a very, very, very fast metabolism and am very skinny. It is very hard... Say very one more time, motherfucker. It's hard for me to gain weight, and I eat a lot. I was just wondering if it is bad to eat pizza that much. From Tim. Tim? If it's bad to eat pizza that much, I don't want to be good. Toast. Cheers. Yeah, eat pizza. Who cares? That's the reason that people either are fat or are mad at people who are not fat. Because they want to eat more pizza. You're living the dream, my friend. Just eat that fucking pizza until you pass into your grave. and then be buried in a mound of pepperonis. Dear Snowman, can I wear a cat collar for a bracelet from Simone? Well, I mean, that will be a convenient way to keep male attention out of your life. That's a pretty fast way to declare that you're a crazy cat lady, is to have a cat bracelet, cat collar as a bracelet. And I'm not even sure what a cat collar looks like. I mean, is it just a bracelet? Just a crappy-looking bracelet? A cheap bracelet? Furthermore, could you use a bracelet as a cat collar? Why not? Give that fucking cat a little class. I don't know why they're always running around with these nylon pieces of shit. It's not like you're taking them for a fucking walk later, you know what I mean? They're just running around the house. Why can't they wear, like, a nice, something with some charms on it or something like that? Maybe they'd like that. I could picture a cat being into that. They seem personality-wise to be well-suited to that kind of bullshit. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck you. Go for it. Dear Snowman, moonshine help. Oh, you came to the right place, my friend. Okay, so I drank half a bottle of moonshine with friends, but my mom doesn't know. How do I make it look like I didn't touch it? From Joseph. Well, that's easy. I mean, if there was a booze, if you had like a fine wine and you were trying to trick your mom, that would be tough. Moonshine? I don't, just fill it with half vodka, half water. She's not going to know. And then a little rubbing alcohol. Basically anything on it, maybe just a little teaspoon of bleach shaken up in there. I mean, basically any clear chemical would be a nice fit with the moonshine. You know what I mean? It's really going to, it'll add a nice kick to it. They won't think you drank that. They'll be disappointed in their next moonshine. They'll be like, oh, this doesn't burn the way the other one did. I mean, it does, but it doesn't last for like 4 days the way I thought it would. Dear Snowman, is there anything a gentleman should know, should worry about in dating a girl from Boston? From Crash. Here's what I have to say about people from Boston. Fuck them. People from Boston think they're awesome because they're from Boston. But you know what Boston is? Boston is like New York City, Jr. Boston is like, you know, not as nice and fun as New York, but it's close and has fancy schools. But fuck you. I'm not going to fucking college. What do I care? And it's not like living next door to Harvard is a big deal. You know, there's a guy who works at Harvard. He's like, I go to Harvard. And it's like, yeah, you go there every day in your stupid fucking shitmobile and you're a janitor. That's not a big deal. That's not a cool thing to do. Boston is not like that cool. But people from Boston think it's that cool. You know what I mean? Much better places to live. So, yeah, just be ready for that. Be ready to hear about how great fucking Boston is for, like, 2 hours. Dear Snowman, why do Muslims worship a pervert? From the Engineer. I don't know. I mean, who is Allah? Is that their guy? Is he a pervert? Are Muslims worshiping me now? I would appreciate that. I'm a little upset that you called me a pervert, but if you're saying that Muslims worship me, I'll take it. You know, if that's the give and take in this situation, I'm down. I don't know, man. I mean, isn't God a pervert? Why not? Why would he make people except to watch them fuck? You know, he made a woman, he made a man and a woman, and he made these weird parts. You know, he made a butthole that only tears and bleeds a little bit if you put the penis in it. Think about that. Think about that with your Christian God. He also made these worthless gas planets, you know what I mean? That guy doesn't know what he's doing. Dear Snowman, is it weird to collect World War II German items? Okay, I collect other things as well. I have Japanese, Soviet, Italian, American, German, and British. My friend called me a Nazi since I have German stuff in my collection, like armbands, flags, medals, helmets, and other stuff. He called me a racist. So is it weird that I have a lot of Allied stuff as much as I have Axis? I'm not a Nazi. I wanted to know if it's weird. From Jack. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I guess if you have, like, one Italian thing, you know, you're like, oh, this is an Italian bayonet. Now come with me into my basement filled with Nazi paraphernalia. I think it's all about how you display it. If you have a Nazi flag on a flagpole, for example, that could be a problem. But if it's, like, in a glass case or something, I don't know. Something about Nazi paraphernalia always looks Nazi-ish, doesn't it? I don't know how you display that without making a Jewish person cry. I don't really know if that's ever going to work out for you, my friend. Dear Snowman, have you ever told someone that you only date iPhone users? From Malcolm. No. Frankly, I couldn't care less what kind of phone somebody has that I'm dating. What's the difference? Don't I want to have a superior phone to them? I have the worst iPhone that you can still get. So if they have an iPhone, I'm going to be inferior. But maybe if they have a crap phone, it'll be okay. You know, I like to have a phone, a girlfriend with a phone that gets real hot the longer she talks, because then she can't talk too long. I'm not good at the phone. The phone is tough for me. You know, you got to do that phone stuff to maintain the relationship, but goddamn, is it hard. I mean, I don't know. It's hard to engage. Who could just listen to someone talk for like an hour? You know what I'm saying, guys? Who could just listen to a disembodied, electronic, robotic-sounding voice and get anything out of that? That makes no fucking sense. Dear Snowman, which side is the gay side for ear piercings? From Leonardo. Both sides, idiot. It is 2013. Both sides are the gay side, okay? And, you know, also, why don't you... You know, what are you going to do? You're going to pierce your ears, and then what do you think is going to happen? People are going to be throwing themselves at... Even if you pierced the quote-unquote gay side, what do you think is going to happen? Gay guys are going to be all over you? Oh, now I know he's gay. Look at this piece of meat. Fuck you. If you were getting the action that you desired, whether it be gay or straight, you wouldn't need to pierce your ear. You'd be like, fuck it. I'm getting exactly what I need out of life. I don't need to pierce my ear. I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? Instead of piercing, why don't you work on, I don't know, take some sexy pictures and have them accidentally go online. Or do some fucking sit-ups. How about that? You know, it takes like 6 weeks of care to take care of an earring. Just do fucking sit-ups for 6 weeks. Jesus Christ. Dear Snowman, how can I have a baby? I want to start a family and so does my husband, but on some nights he just snores and sleeps away. I'm so mad at him. We're both going through a lot of stress in our professional lives, and this can be a reason. We have sex only once a week. I'm so frustrated. Any similar experiences or tip from Ima? Listen, dum-dum. What's he supposed to do? Fuck your brains out every night? Jesus Christ. And you want to have a kid? Do you want to have a kid or have sex? I mean, I guess you have to have more sex if you want to have a kid, but at the same time, I don't know. I mean, once a week's probably not having kid level of sex, but at the same time, it's not horrific. I'm betting you fall somewhere in the average. What do you think's going to happen then? You're having a terrible professional life, you cannot communicate with your husband, and your plan is to add a child to the relationship. Fuck you. You're a fucking stupid piece of shit. This show got real. Dear Snowman, interview at Walmart tomorrow. I'm very shy, introverted, and I've been in really bad social anxiety. I'm starting to get drunk, guys. I'm going to be 17 in June. I've already graduated high school. I've been searching for a job so I can move out on my birthday. I got an interview for Walmart tomorrow, probably a cashier position. I'm really nervous. What will they ask me? Will I be able to be outgoing enough? From Meow. Well, let me tell you. If there's one thing in my experience that they hire at Walmart, it's a strong personality. Oh, God, you would think that you were talking to a maitre d' at a five-star restaurant, you know what I mean? How are you today, sir? Have you tried the Jack Link's beef jerky today? It's extra fresh, the shipment just came in. Doesn't have that weird white dust all over it. Did you find everything you need? Can I have someone take you out to your car and give you compliments? What are you fucking kidding? They're gonna ask if you can count to 10. Dear Snowman, what can I say to make a girl horny? I know this girl who I want to get horny. Tell me what I can say. Thank you. From Gus. So you want like a magic phrase, you know, where I say something like, "Ooh, my cock's getting real hard over here. What do you think about that?" I don't really know how to horn up a person. That's not a good question for me. I don't give off that vibe where people see me and say like, can't wait to get me a piece of that, you know what I mean? I swear to Christ, the last time, you know, I was home and I took my shirt and pants off, there was like a glass of milk and it just fucking turned right then, you know what I mean? It went sour from my nudity. So I don't know what you can say. You can say like, I'll leave most of my clothes on, baby. I promise not to tell anybody. Sweet, sweet ass. Dear snowman, I feel like I'm in love with my cousin, thank God. I mean, she is hot, sexy as hell. I mean, I won't do anything with her, I hope not. It's just I'm attracted to her. If she wasn't my cuz, I will hit that. But at the same time, one word, I understand she's my blood. But she's not my sister or brother, so WTF, why can't I hit it? And keep on the DL, if you know what I mean. She want me, and I want her, so what's the problem? From Raheem. Well, I mean, it's just a problem because she's in the family. You know what I mean? It's the same problem as, let's put it this way. Let's take the blood out of it. Let's say your brother married some girl, and then you were going to fuck her. Can you see what the problems would be with that? Not to mention, she's probably not that hot, because you don't even know how to write a fucking question. And if she's attracted to you, maybe she's hot, but she's real dumb. Dear Snowman, I just wanted to know what I could do to achieve a hotter look. Now, I'm not going to go and wear slutty clothes and heaps of makeup. Alright, well, why are you even asking? I'm willing to wear a bit, though. Okay. What can I do to hair to make it more attractive? What outfits do I wear? And are there any very subtle, natural-looking things I can do with makeup? Do I wear earrings, jewelry, etc.? From Bunny. Hair? Just don't fuck with it. Find something and stick to it. Outfits? I mean, like you said, you didn't want to show nudity, but the nuder the better. I mean, you can wear tight pants. We were at a fucking restaurant, and here's what I was thinking about, you know? I was like, if a girl wore a bikini bottom as a serving outfit, people would run her out of the restaurant. Yet you can wear tight black pants that show your whole butt or vagina. That's fine. I don't understand the standards at all. Is it just the black? Is the color? Whatever. Dear Snowman, oh my God. Here we go. And take a drink before this question. And open a drink. Dear Snowman, do black people know how to play the bass by heart? From Danny. So you're asking if I got like a little black baby, you know, could it just start like pounding away on the bass? You know what I mean? Would it be able to look at that and be like, oh my God? You know what I mean? Would just start going fucking nuts? This is a little black baby. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, there are more famous black bass players, which is one, right? The guy from fucking Jay Leno. I mean, that guy's sort of famous, isn't he? But, I don't know. Who cares? No one cares about the bass guitar, idiot. Dear Snowman, if you were given $1 million, what would you do with it? Buy a condo on the beach and save the rest for retirement? From James. I would hire someone to kill you, James. I would hire the best. And he would make it take a long time. I would give you a vacation at a condo on the beach. But when you got there, it would not be a 3-day vacation of romance. It'd be a 3-day vacation of death. With death traps, knives, swords. Whatever's between knives and swords would also be there. A sai, a nunchuck, a bow staff. Turtle power. Everything that could hurt you would be there. And that's what I would do with my $1 million. But, you know, your idea was pretty good too. I don't want to discount that. Dear Snowman, can a short guy get a hot girlfriend? I'm short, and I have a decent amount of girls into me, except the sad reality is that these girls are never the pretty ones that I'm interested in. I usually go for girls my height, 5'4", oh man, and shorter, since taller, never the pretty ones that I'm interested in. What? Since taller girls have no interest. I find the average-looking girls between 5'0 and 5'4 are happy to date me, but pretty girls between 5'0 and 5'4 seem to only want a guy that's at least 5'10 or higher. Does this mean I can only date girls I'm not interested in? Will I ever be able to get a short girl that's also very pretty? P.S. I finished growing. From Ian. What did you think I was going to say? Don't worry, you'll get taller. You're not going to get taller. Here's the thing, you have to not be a dick, first of all. But also, I mean, I don't know. This is like the biggest prejudice that girls... The biggest prejudice that guys have against girls is fat. The biggest prejudice girls have against guys is height. I would commit and say that height is more unfair than fat. The reason being, you cannot change your height. You could, in theory, on some level, change your fat, right? It's a very unfair standard, and it's also not fair, and this is why when people say, like, look at this curvy girl, isn't she pretty? And yes, by the way, curvy girls are hot, because when we say curvy, what we mean is like, oh, she has womanly hips and nice legs and big boobs. Yeah, that's attractive. But curve does not mean a sphere, even though a sphere is the curviest thing in the world. You still have to have curves that go in and out. It can't be one shape like that. It's not a circle, all right? Because that's one curve, really. So here's what I'm saying, ladies. If you want us to, if you feel like fat ladies get a raw deal, short guys get the same raw deal. The end. Dear Snowman, did I commit adultery? I hope so. I'm bi-curious and called a gay sex hotline due to being shy about my sexuality and such. As I did so, I talked to a guy who was in his early 30s and he was married. We did dirty talk. Is that considered adultery? From Brian. So you're saying the other guy was married, but you talked to him. I mean, I don't think the guy who commits the adultery with the other guy has anything to worry about. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? That'd be like if I fucked somebody and then they're like, P.S. I'm married. What can I do? We fucked. It's too late. I didn't know. How am I supposed to know? It's the responsibility of the person who's married to safeguard that. You know what I mean? To protect that marriage. Not yours. Brian, you call these numbers and you get bi-curious all over the place, okay? Until your curiosity is satisfied and you decide which way you want to go. You figure it out, buddy. Dear Snowman, I punched my stomach really hard. Will something happen to me? I currently suffer of self-harm problems, and today I punches my stomach with the opposite side of a razor. Very hard. It hurt for a while. Will something more serious happen to me? From Melissa. You punched yourself with the blunt end of a razor? Is that what I'm hearing? I mean, I don't know. Probably not. I don't know how you punch yourself with a razor. That's a weird... A punch is a fist, my friend. You never say, like, I got punched over the head with a broken beer bottle. You know, a car punched into my car because, from behind. You're not using the word punch right. You don't know what a punch is. For being sort of into self-harm, I gotta say, you're not real good on the lingo here. You don't seem to know a whole lot about it. I'm pretty disappointed. You need to do some studying. Dear Snowman, what is considered broad shoulders for a girl? From Shades. Glad you asked that, Shades. There's a simple test to know if you have broad shoulders for a girl. Now, I'm not calling this a bad thing. You just gotta find the right guy. But here's how you know if you have broad shoulders. Go to an athletic store, buy a jersey of your favorite football man. And by that, I do not mean soccer. I mean American football. And put on this jersey and then see what it looks like. If it looks like you're wearing a huge nightshirt, you know, like you're wearing your dad's shirt to bed with underwear underneath, because that's a thing that we have allowed, then you know you have broad shoulders. However, if you look, or you don't have broad shoulders, I'm getting drunk. If you, however, fill that nicely, you may be a broad shoulder. If you fill out a jersey... Dear Snowman, I'm dating a 26-year-old and I'm 14 years old. Is it bad we had sex and what would happen? From Michelle.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Hang on, guys. I need to uncork this bottle for a second. Just to make myself feel better. Pour myself a bracing little shot. Oh, you can't do that. You need to get away. Run. I'm telling you, I know when you're 14 dating a 26-year-old. Believe me, if I was 14 and a 26-year-old woman was like, let's go to my house and bang, I would have done it. But once you're 26, you're going to realize how fucking crazy that is. Oh, I know you feel mature. and like everything's okay. But goddamn, wait till you're 26. Oh, you kill your... Oh. Okay. I'm going to read this, and I'm just going to do my best. Dear Snowman, what are the best Persian girl names that match with the name Nigar? N-E-G-A-R. It's urgent, and the only names beginning with N or M from Ahmed. Who is named Nigar? Why would you do that? Who would you do that to? Why? I swear to Christ. I mean, do salespeople call you and they're just like, hello, I'm calling for Mr. Oh, okay, I gotta go. I'm sorry. I gotta go. How do you get through life with that? N-E-G-A-R. You know what I mean? Be like if my name was like a Krakko. You know? C-R-A-C-K-U-H. Krakka. People are like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? You need to change that name. And do not make a name that rhymes with it. Dear Snowman. Hello, atheist. How are you? How do you live with yourself without G, asterisk, 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 D? From C. I assume what you're saying is God, but you don't understand that to censor a word, you cannot put more asterisks than you have letters. So it would be G asterisk D. Also, I bet you don't know that it's not asterisk, it's asterisk. Look it up, motherfuckers. Quit being an ignorant bastard. Call it an asterisk. Don't correct anyone. But you know what? Someone's going to ask you someday, and then you're going to be like, that's actually what it's called. And by the way, that other thing on the telephone is a pound sign, not a hashtag. Okay? You don't push hashtag and then put in a thing when you're talking on the phone. Dear Snowman, best fleshlight girl. Which one is the best and why? Puma Suede's and Lisa Ann's look appealing. What do you think? From No Name. Okay. So I guess these fleshlights are basically like a flashlight, but the end, instead of giving light, you know, instead of divine light, have a simulated vagina on the end. This is the most porny thing I've done in forever. Without Alec here. And you fuck them. So I guess they make them molded off of porn stars' vaginas. I mean, I don't know. I don't know that how different a porn star's actual inside of vagina or outside is than an average person. I would love to hear a shot by comparison. I would love to have two of these and tell you which one was better. And say, okay, Puma Suede. I mean, Puma Suede is way better, but Lisa Ann at least sounds like a person. I would get the Lisa Ann just because Puma Suede, that's embarrassing. Dear Snowman, I have uncontrollable erections. I'm 13 and in school, and they told me at this age it's uncontrollable, but it's normal to have it 24/7. Like even when I'm not thinking of anything sexual, it always comes at the very worst times possible. From Taco. You know what, Taco? And I wish I would have thought of this in school. You should just own it. I don't know why they torture kids this way, but I wish that when I was in school, you could just say, teach, I'd love to come up to the board and explain to you, you know, do this quadratic equation. Square root of the negative of b minus 2a, all that shit. However, I have a throbbing erection that is just uncontrollable, and I'm afraid I will not be able to attend the chalkboard there. Dear Snowman, when did you get your first cavity and how many? This is the worst year for me regarding cavities. I'm 29 and got diagnosed with 4 cavities last year, but chose not to get any fillings as I went to 2 different dentists. One said I had 3, the other said I had just 1, but neither of them found the same cavities. So I'm knocking on wood when I see a dentist this year, they don't find any. How many cavities fillings have you had? From Rez. I mean, I don't know. All. I will say, I just went to the dentist, and I had, this is marks 1 year, first year of my life since probably 2009, that Pete has been cavity-free. I've had a million. They're not a big deal. You go in there, they fucking drill your teeth, They put some shit in there. You go home. You feel fine. You take the whole day off of work. It's great. Dear Snowman, I called the kid fat and I feel awful. There was this while ago, but we were in the lunch line and I was joking because everyone calls him fat, so I said jiggle jiggle. And he turned around and says, I heard that, and that's what I get for gossiping. He's one of the popular kids and he's started to be really rude to me ever since. I'm scared that he will start to bully me. What should I do? From Morgan. Well, Morgan, fuck you. How about I'll bully you? Fuck you. This is the problem with everybody being like, oh, bullying's not okay. Because you know what? If you say that a fat kid, if you say jiggle jiggle to a fat kid and then he starts taking you apart verbally, I don't really think that's a problem. You probably shouldn't have made fun of him for being fucking fat. So how is that bullying you? You know what I mean? Because he responds to what you threw out there? Fuck you. All right? Everybody needs to quit being such a puss. How about that? How about I'll start bullying everybody? I think bullying is fine. You know what I mean? You gotta bully a little bit. Get over it. Dear Snowman, I want to be carefree tomorrow at the club with girls. What are some good ways for a 21-year-old male to be more confident in himself? I'm sometimes told I'm cute, but I lack confidence and have trouble looking at girls in the eyes that I'm attracted to. I'm going clubbing for a friend's birthday and want to enjoy myself around women. When I'm drunk, I'm more comfortable from Radius. Alright, well here's the answer then. You lack confidence and you have trouble looking girls in the eyes that you're attracted to, but you want to have fun around women. So just dance with women you're not really attracted to. Now I'm not saying pick the ugliest person in the club and say let's dance because she'll be like, you're bullying me. I know you don't like me. I'm just saying, don't pick a 10. Pick someone who's like a 7 and then dance with them and you'll have fun. And you won't care. You won't be so worried about it. Practice. I don't know. Who cares? You're 21. Enjoy your life, you piece of shit. It's going to go away so fast. Dear Snowman, can you drink alcohol in moderation while on low-dose chemotherapy pills as well as prednisone? I'm an excellent diabetic with an insulin pump, gastronomy peg feeding tube, and want to have a wine spritzer at a friend's party from Tanya. Jesus Christ. So you're on chemo, and you have diabetes, and you're going to a party and you want to have a drink? Fuck it, man. I mean, if you can't have one drink when you're on chemo, what are you saving at this point? You know? You gotta... I don't know. I'm having 10 drinks. I could be the worst diabetes of all time. Perhaps I'm inventing a new kind of diabetes. I don't even know. Okay? Yeah. I'm gonna say have the drink. As your medical professional. Fuck it. What's the worst that can happen? You die? So what? You're halfway there already, right? It's not going to make a difference. Live. Love. Wow. We did it, you guys. We completed another powerful hour, huh? Ugh. I'm struggling. You know what I mean? Struggling a little bit here. But you know what? All right, you guys are with me, right? You guys are supporting me in my terrible habits. Thanks again for listening. Share the show with a friend. Pick an episode. Pick a post on the website and share it with a friend, okay? Don't just share the overall link. Tell them what you love about it. Okay. New Lucero, huh? Life's gonna be okay. It was Otis, it was Memphis song. It was a plane crash, it was overnight. It was burning fast and burning bright. Baby, don't you talk no more. That look is loud enough. You don't have to tell me how it feels not to be in love. You see, that was my oldest game. Darling, it's my claim to fame.